Center theater critic Lynn Slotkin is here to talk about the musical, along with another play that has opened this week. It's called Another Home Invasion. Lynn, hello.
How are you, Matt?
You were quite insistent on reviewing these two shows together.
Yes.
Why? What is so similar about these two shows?
Because both shows are about marginalized groups that society seems to ignore. They even, you know, these two groups even dismiss and discount each other. With Spring Awakening, we have hormonally exploding, emotionally overwrought teenagers discovering sex.
Oh dear.
They are barely tolerated by adults, given short shrift by their teachers and shunted aside by their parents, especially when these kids ask questions such as, where do babies come from?
Difficult question.
Exactly. With another home invasion, the marginalized group here are the elderly, just trying to get through the day with ever-increasing difficulties and ever-decreasing abilities, in which a spouse tries to care for a sick partner while coping with an intolerant, short-tempered adult daughter, a medical system that does little to keep this elderly couple together if they have to move into a health facility, and grandchildren who would rather do anything than help their grandparents.
That's a lot to talk about.
Exactly.
We'll start then, if we might, with Spring Awakening.
Yes.
A mix of a very old and very new, I gather?
Yes, it's true. The musical is based on the play by Frank Wedekind, who wrote this in 1891. He set it in a small provincial German town in the 1890s.
Okay.
And it centers around a group of school kids led by Melchior, a worldly smart charmer, and his friends, Wendela, a sweet, naive girl, and Moritz, who is struggling, failing, and unsure. The adults are repressed. Explaining sex to their teenage children is not even an option because nobody would explain it to them.
Mm.
The teenagers are consumed with thoughts of sex and are therefore full of guilt, embarrassment, and shame. Their hormones are raging, resulting in an explosive combination. You know, be warned, scenes of sexuality and raw language are in this musical, and it's advised that teenagers 15 and over should go.
Viewer discretion, as they say.
Viewer discretion on your television set.
Right.
The original was so controversial, the original play was so controversial, it was banned for a while.
Oh.
Now you fast forward to 2007 when the play was recreated into a musical. Steven Sater has adopted Wedekind's play and wrote the poetic, evocative lyrics, which has feet in both time periods, 1891 and 2007.
Mm.
Duncan Sheik wrote a haunting and rocking score that just realizes all that pent-up energy and emotion. It's beautifully directed by Michael Mayer. The result is a fascinatingly anachronistic scene of young people dressed in 1890s short pants and dresses, and they're jumping around and dancing wildly to hard rocking beats as the music gives voice to their passion. It's graphic and honest, and by juxtaposing the old-fashioned setting with the ultra-modern music, it drives home how timeless teenaged angst is. Everyone goes through some version of feeling misunderstood and frustrated in their teen years, no matter what era they grew up in.
You don't have to tell me.
No way.
Another home invasion, what about that?
Another home invasion. This is a one-woman play written by Joan McLeod. McLeod is such a masterful writer. She gets under the skin of her characters and reveals humor and their heroic efforts in seemingly simple things. Anne McLeod makes ordinary events huge, with consequence. The play of her frail husband Alec, who has been about Jean, who is taken by a stroke, and care for and frail husband on a waiting list for 27 months to get into a senior's home together. Jean also has to contend with her adult daughter, who regularly checks in with her and is generally overbearing and impatient. There is a teenaged granddaughter who does the vacuuming, but is irregular in showing up. And then there is the fella. This is what Jean refers to this guy. He is a man who appears at the door and for one reason and another scares Jean. She envisions the headlines as another home invasion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what we realize here is that her home is already invaded. It's invaded by ill health, concern, and worry about the future.
So as you say, I mean, there are kind of similar concerns here with each play.
Yep.
Do you have a similar opinion of each of these productions?
I thought both productions were splendid. For Spring Awakening, I saw the final preview matinee yesterday because these shows open at the same time. So I had to see one and then the other. I thought the ensemble was cohesive and lively, moving and committed. And a standout is Matt Doyle as Melchior. He is cool, confident, and passionate. And as for Another Home Invasion, we have Nicola Lippman, who plays Jean. She sits in a comfortable chair, her feet flat on the ground, positioned in pigeon-toed position, surrounded by leaves. Lippman is gritty, funny, and ever increasingly tight-jawed about what this good woman has to contend with. Lippman knows how to mine every single word and silence to show us Jean in all her fierce colors, and it's sensitively directed by Richard Rose. Both splendid productions illuminates the concerns and depths of these two marginalized groups, confused teens and elderly. This is what I recommend.
Okay.
I recommend that every teenaged grandchild takes their grandparents to see Spring Awakening to remind them of what they probably went through all those years ago, and that every grandparent take their teenaged grandchildren to see Another Home Invasion to get an open-eyed look at what these old folks have to go through to cope and be together. Both shows are timeless, timely, beautifully written, produced, and performed.
Why, Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.